Trump signs global 10% tariff on all countries. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 20, 2026. President Donald Trump announced he had signed a proclamation imposing a global 10% tariff on all countries, hours after the Supreme Court struck down his sweeping global tariffs created under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA. "It is my great honor to have just signed, from the Oval Office, a global 10% tariff on all countries, which will be effective almost immediately," Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. "Thank you for your attention to this matter." In a fact sheet from the White House, it was explained that Trump is invoking his authority under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974, which empowers the president to address certain fundamental international payment problems through surcharges and other special import restrictions. President Trump is invoking his authority under Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974, which empowers the president to address certain fundamental international payment problems through surcharges and other special import restrictions. "By taking this action, the United States can stem the outflow of its dollars to foreign producers and incentivize the return of domestic production. By increasing its domestic production, the United States can correct its balance of payments deficit, while also creating good-paying jobs and lowering costs for consumers." The proclamation imposes, for a period of 150 days, a 10% ad valorem import duty on articles imported into the United States. The temporary import duty will take effect February 24 at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Breitbart News's John Carney reported that the ruling from the Supreme Court was the first time the High Court has definitively struck down one of Trump's second-term policies. The ruling is the first time the High Court has definitively struck down one of Trump's second-term policies. In other areas, the court has granted Trump broad latitude to deploy executive power. But a majority of justices said he went too far in enacting his most sweeping tariffs without clear authorization from Congress. Trump imposed the tariffs in two waves. In February 2025, he placed 25% duties on most Canadian and Mexican imports and 10% on Chinese goods, citing fentanyl trafficking. Then in April, on what he dubbed Liberation Day, he imposed a general 10% tariff on imports from nearly all countries and steeper rates on nations the administration deemed trade violators. Trump declared overdose deaths from fentanyl and persistent annual trade deficits to be national emergencies that justify the new trade policy under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, a 1977 law Congress passed to give presidents tools for responding to foreign crises. Breitbart News White House correspondent Nick Gilbertson reported Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, along with Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, dissented. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, and Justices Amy Coney Barrett, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Neil Gorsuch, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor formed the majority. Kavanaugh suggested there may be a path forward for future tariffs. "Although I firmly disagree with the court's holding today, the decision might not substantially constrain a president's ability to order tariffs going forward. That is because numerous other federal statutes authorize the president to impose tariffs and might justify most, if not all, of the tariffs at issue in this case, albeit perhaps with a few additional procedural steps that IEEPA, as an emergency statute, does not require. Those statutes include, for example, the Trade Expansion Act of 1962, Section 232, the Trade Act of 1974, Sections 122, 201, and 301, and the Tariff Act of 1930, Section 338. In essence, the court today concludes that the president checked the wrong statutory box by relying on IEEPA rather than another statute to impose these tariffs. After the Supreme Court's 6-3 ruling, Trump announced that he would be signing an order to impose a 10% global tariff under Section 122. Effective immediately, all national security tariffs under Section 232 and existing Section 301 tariffs remain in place, fully in place, and in full force and effect, Trump stated. "Today, I will sign an order to impose a 10% global tariff under Section 122. Over and above our normal tariffs already being charged. And, we're also initiating several Section 301 and other investigations, to protect our country from unfair trading practices of other countries and companies.